Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Every year in May, thousands of people in the Sacramento region come together for 24 hours to support hundreds of nonprofit organizations in the region. Big Day of Giving is an annual event that has raised more than $117 million since it began in 2013. We're going to learn more about the foundation behind what's become known as Big Dog. Kelly Siefkin is the Chief Philanthropy Officer for the Sacramento Region Community Foundation, which organizes the major fundraising effort each year. The foundation works to support nonprofits across four counties in our backyard, Sacramento, Yolo, El Dorado, and Placer counties. And to note, CAP Radio is a media partner of Big Day of Giving. Kelly, welcome to Insight. It's like your Super Bowl.
I'm so excited to be here.
So this is the 14th annual Big Day of Giving. A record 910 nonprofits are participating this year. Why is this event beneficial for these organizations each and every year?
Well, I think it's worth noting that we're having an increase because I think that's reflective of maybe what's going on in the community right now. A lot of nonprofits are facing either funding cuts or increased need. So I think more nonprofits than ever are participating. But I also think the impact is so great because of the donors that come through. The minimum gift for Big Day of Giving is just $10. And the foundation really truly believes that anyone can be a philanthropist. So we're trying to make it accessible for everyone. And for anyone who thinks, well, my $10 won't really make a difference, you have to remember last year, $13.8 million was raised in a single day. And the average gift was between $15 and $50.
Yep, that little bit, it takes like a village.
It does. I mean, pooling resources, that's how change happens.
What are the requirements for a nonprofit to participate in Big Day of Giving?
They must have service in the four-county region. So if they're providing services to children, youth, planting, they're doing all kinds of various services. They need to be a 501c3 in good standing. And they have to put in a little bit of effort to let the world know that Big Day of Giving is here.
Is there any cost on their end to enter into this?
Yeah, we do have a registration fee, and that's so everyone has a little bit of skin in the game. It's a sliding scale based on budget size, but we're hoping that they're getting a lot more out of it than just the dollars raised on the day. All the nonprofits are welcome to come to trainings. They receive toolkits, graphics, kind of all of the assets that they might possibly need to be incredibly successful. So we're hoping that even if they aren't interested in maybe going forth with this, they'll have the tools possible to carry on year-round.
Starting back from the beginning in 2013, let's go back to 2012 when it didn't exist. What was the impetus behind Big Day of Giving?
So even a few years before that, a study had come out to say that Sacramento was not a very philanthropic city in comparison to other like-sized cities. It really wasn't true because we didn't have a way to show it. So we just needed a way to put this idea together. So some organizations came together, including Sacramento Region Community Foundation, and hosted a Big Day of Arts Giving. So art organizations participated. About $500,000 was raised. And we thought, we're on to something here. So since then, it has included any nonprofit in the four county regions that sort of meets that criteria. They register the first of the year. We have trainings for a couple of months. And then we're really excited to see it grow year after year.
Well, tell us more about the Sacramento Region Community Foundation. How long has it been around? And what is the, like, I guess, what do you do all year?
Yeah, for folks who aren't as familiar with community foundations, those are typically geographically based organizations that put a spotlight on philanthropy, invest dollars to serve the nonprofits in the community. So in 1983, the Junior League of Sacramento, a nonprofit, helped form our organization. And it's grown from about $180,000 in that starting time to we manage about $275 million in assets. And all the dollars that come into the foundation go out to nonprofits to, you know, achieve any mission that they have set forth.
Wow. I mean, that's like scaling up. That's impressive.
Yeah. There are about 800 community foundations in the United States and about 50 or so in California. And it's really great to work with a community foundation. You can set up a donor advised fund. You can set up a legacy fund. There's all kinds of ways that you can work with a community foundation to keep your dollars local. But they also provide this incredible service, like what's going on in the community. So our community foundation has that great pulse on the community. So we can really match a lot of our fund holders with needs in the community. And this whole time we're investing dollars. So you actually get to grant out more than you could have if you just made a check directly.
Is there anything like Big Day of Giving in other areas of the state?
We have actually seen multiple versions of Big Dave Giving popping up across the country. We've had this really successful day, and so a lot of, specifically the Community Foundation, but other organizations have turned to a 24-hour giving day. We've actually built a cohort that now can get together and swap ideas and really trade best practices. It's a lot of work to put on something of this size, and so we love to brainstorm together, learn from each other, and raise more money for all of our communities.
You know, sometimes there are campaigns that spanned a week. I know here at Cap Radio, a lot of public media stations have fund drive. What is it about 24 hours that you think is just so effective for people to donate and to in the spirit of nonprofits?
I think that's because all the nonprofits are preparing for this. Everyone collectively is getting the word out, so more and more people are reaching it. But I think a lot of the success comes from the prize angle. And it sounds really funny, but gamification is really important for a lot of things that we do in life. So in addition to making your gift, we have about $100,000 in prizes that we'll be giving out tomorrow. That's made possible by Western Health Advantage, and that they're completely randomly drawn, or most number of gifts from a certain organization in a certain window. There's all kinds of great criteria. But then also we work with Golden One, and they do another $100,000 proportional match. So anybody with a Golden One card can actually boost their giving to the nonprofit of their choice by using it. So I think having it all at once, hyper-focused, putting a lot of spotlight on philanthropy and having all of these additional benefits is the right recipe.
If someone hasn't been to your website on Big Day of Giving, I mean, it's fun to check like every hour. You know, it changes so much. Like, help us visualize what's going on the screen if people want to head to the website tomorrow.
So starting at midnight, the switch turns on and you'll see a leaderboard appear. And as we progress through the day, every single gift that is given is present on that leaderboard. And I think it's really exciting to check back and to see how organizations are doing. Each organization often has a lot of matches as well. So it's another incentive to give to your favorite organization tomorrow, maybe versus another time of the year, because your dollar can go further. But yeah, definitely check out the website. And if 900 organizations feels overwhelming,
right,
I encourage folks to use the new tool called the Discovery Assistant. And you can actually do a little choose your own adventure and pick a zip code if you want to give hyperlocal, a mission category, and it'll sort those for you. So maybe you can make a choice out of 10 or 15 or 20 organizations.
Oh, that's great, because that was going to be my next question. That can be kind of overwhelming. Like, you want to give, you want that $10 to become $20 with matching funds, but sifting through, you know, 900 plus is difficult.
It is. And I think that's a nice helpful reminder also to everybody in our community. There's a lot of great work that goes on. We are a major sector. The nonprofits employ a lot of people. They produce a lot of work here. And I think when people stop to realize that 900 are participating tomorrow, there is going to be a mission category that you love that we can match you up with and make a gift. And if you already come with one in mind, we also challenge you to find one new one that you didn't know about before.
Oh, I love that. In the last minute or so we have, about 4 years ago, you launched a program called Cultivate. Tell us more about it and how it's doing today.
Yes, there's a national statistic that shows that organizations that are BIPOC-led or BIPOC-serving raise less dollars through fundraising, even with similar outcomes. So we ran that.
And then that's Black, Indigenous, people of color.
Thank you so much. And we ran that number through Big Day of Giving. Got a lot of data about that, and it's true in this region as well. So we wanted to do something about it. We launched Cultivate, and we invited leaders to come in, learn a little bit additional about fundraising, build a network and a safe space to exchange ideas. And we're really seeing some wonderful progress come out of that by raising more dollars on Big Day of Giving.
Awesome. Well, finally, I know Big Day of Giving or Big Dog, it is tomorrow, but you've technically already launched, right?
We always have an opportunity for people who are out of town on the big day or can't remember to do it. We have an early giving period. So if you want to go on bigdayofgiving.org right now, you can search and find an organization that you love.
Kelly, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, Vicki.
Kelly Siefkin is the chief philanthropy officer at the Sacramento Region Community Foundation, which puts on Big Day of Giving, or Big Dog, every year, supporting nonprofits across Sacramento, Yolo, El Dorado, and Placer counties. And a note, Cap Radio is a media partner of Big Day of Giving. There are more than 900 nonprofits participating in that big 24-hour stretch for fundraising. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, you can send us an email. We're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.